Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Inspiring visually impaired youth and cooking breakfast, Independent Living Skills Series 8. Hey Amanda, you want to join us outside? My orientation and mobility teacher asked as she, along with another orientation and mobility teacher and a small group of visually impaired children, waited by the door. Sure, let me grab my cane, I responded. After grabbing my cane, we all headed outside to a nearby field. Seeing the children laugh and run and play made me feel good. Everyone was fine until one student said he did not want to play with the ball because there were spikes on it. My orientation and mobility teacher tried to reassure the child that he was not going to get hurt and the ball was soft. He was still hesitant, so I stepped in. You guys know that I have sick eyes too, I said to the children. Well, let's look at this ball. See, the ball is soft. The boy was still scared that he was going to get hurt. I can touch it and I'm not getting hurt, I said as I patted and touched the tactical ball. At one point, my orientation and mobility teacher chimed in. It's tactical, so you can feel it. The student was still nervous about getting hit in the face, so to combat that fear, I had another student throw the ball. After I caught it and threw it back, the student's fear was relieved and they started playing again. Joining the teachers again, we talked about the children's summer camp and about Jingle Ball. As we talked about these things and as I watched the children play, it made me stop and reflect on my own childhood. Sadly, when I was growing up, I was not involved in these kind of programs. I wish that I was, because I know that these programs help children build confidence and independence early. Soon my cooking teacher and some of my classmates showed up, so I went back into the student conference room. I hoped we would be baking a cake like I requested. However, instead, we were going to cook a simple breakfast which included biscuits, eggs, hash browns and sausage. To start the cooking class off, another classmate and I peeled some potatoes. I had already previously used a peeler when I peeled some carrots, so I felt confident about this task. After the potatoes were peeled, we had to cut and dice the potatoes. I had used a chef's knife before, so I had some confidence already in my ability to complete this task. However, I went too fast, and I had to remind myself to slow down while I was dicing. While the potatoes were being prepared and put into a large bowl, another student started making biscuits. I was curious about baking biscuits because the last time I made biscuits, they came out harder than rocks. I was hoping for a better outcome this time. When it was my turn to make my batch, I was nervous and I felt unsure with my cooking abilities and lacked confidence, which was heard in my voice as I talked to my teacher. The dough felt sticky as I kneaded it. I didn't like how the dough stuck to my hands, and I was glad when my biscuits were on the cookie sheet. Once that was done, I was relieved when I could wash my hands. I then had to face my fears, and I had to place my cookie sheet into the hot oven. Before I did that, my teacher gave the whole class some tips, and I was able to put the cookie sheet in the hot oven without any problems. The battle was won. While my biscuits were in the oven, I watched another student cook sausage. I was then instructed to crack and whip some eggs into a bowl. I had cracked eggs before, and that was no problem. However, I had to be taught how to use a whisk. Because of my cerebral palsy, I could not be as fancy as my teacher did it. However, the way I beat the eggs got the job done. While this was going on, my teacher went from station to station checking on each student. Soon the meat, the first batch of biscuits and the potatoes were done. All that was left was my biscuits and the eggs. The timer beeped and that meant it was time to take the biscuits from the oven. I too had to take up the challenge and get over the fear of the heat. Before I took the biscuits out of the oven, my teacher gave us a lesson on how to safely remove the pan. He also allowed me to do a practice run of where I would put the pan before I actually took it out. I took the pan out with ease. My confidence rose, and I still have a lot more pans to pull from the oven before I get my full confidence. However, I will get there. Once I was finished with this task, I transferred the finished eggs into a serving dish. It felt good, but I felt good about myself at that very moment. It was time to eat, and the staff and all the students enjoyed the meal. Bargain Shopping and Cooking Fish and Whole Grain Biscuits, Independent Living Skills Series, Lesson 9. I was early for class. I was also eager to get my orientation and mobility lessons started. Come to find out, it was cancelled again. That made me feel disappointed because I really enjoy my lessons on travel. On top of class being cancelled, many of my classmates were out for one reason or another, so two of my classmates went to the technology lab for a lesson, and I went and had one-on-one lesson with my cooking instructor. For those who do not know, I am on a special needs diet known as the No White Food Diet. This diet basically eliminates all white food such as sugar and flour. My instructor knows about my dietary needs and he looked up a whole grain biscuit recipe. The recipe was simple and it used some of the same skills that I had learned from the previous lesson. Our mission was simple: to go to Everyman Cooperative Grocery and Cafe and get the ingredients. The shop was busy with people and I was fascinated by the variety of products they had. If it was not for the prices of some of the products, I would shop there regularly. It felt like they had everything I would want to eat on my special needs diet, however the prices were so high. My instructor got a small bag of coffee and we also got the flour that we needed for the biscuits. Before we left the store, we looked at the bread, meat, produce and vitamins. We compared prices per pound for some of the items. My instructor pointed out that since the store was a speciality store, it would carry some specific items like the flour I would want to buy for the price that they had listed. However, some items like vegetables or meat I could shop elsewhere and save money. Once we got the flour and coffee, we went to Bailey's Produce and Nursery. We looked at the fresh produce like peaches, plums, squash and corn. We talked about certain recipes that I could cook and how buying from a store like this would be healthier and better for my wallet. While we were shopping, one thing kept coming back to my mind. How does someone like me, who has limited public transportation, go to get groceries? The answer was simple: buy what I can with Amazon and buy fresh fruit and vegetables when I go shopping. Living by a bus line or using Uber would be helpful. Pushing my feelings aside, we stopped by a fast food hamburger joint to get some lunch. We had one more stop to make to a discount grocery store. While at the grocery store, I got milk and baking soda. Before we left, we stopped by the meats and produce and compared prices from the notes that I took from Everman's. This discount store had a lot of items that were a lot cheaper. Once we got back to the centre, we put all my ingredients into one bag. I got a special treat. I got to watch my instructor cook a piece of fish, and then he told me how to peel and dice an avocado. He also diced a tomato. His lunch looked better than my hamburger and fries. It was a great day, and I learned a lot about how to be a successful, visually impaired person. P.S. Once I got back home, I went ahead and baked my biscuits. They came out great.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.